Hi, I'm Ted Zoller, and you're tuned into On the Heels of Innovation, a podcast powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. How is it that some people are successful in pushing their ideas further and faster than the rest of the world? What characteristics do they share? Which skills did they work to hone? And what lessons have they uncovered through each step forward and back that can inspire you to accelerate your own ideas for a business or venture? This podcast will explore the perspectives, insights, and journeys of innovators and entrepreneurs who combine creative thinking and perseverance to go beyond the expected. On the Heels of Innovation is powered by the Entrepreneurs Genome Project, which is a research initiative that I lead with my students in the Entrepreneurs Lab class at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, revealing the DNA that makes up successful entrepreneurs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast On the Heels of Innovation, NextGen. And I'm your host, Akib Khan. On NextGen, I sit down with college students who are blazing their own path in entrepreneurship. On today's episode, we will hear from trailblazing entrepreneurs from the 2019 Innovation Showcase hosted by Innovate Carolina. On today's episode, I talk to the students behind Carolina Thrift and Health Smart Technologies. Carolina Thrift is a community-oriented sustainability initiative that works to reduce waste produced on campus each year during student move-out. The student-run organization promotes socially responsible consumerism, provides local financial relief, and builds Carolina's community. Let's learn more about Carolina Thrift.
So my name is Jordi Asensio. I'm a sophomore at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and I'm studying economics and statistics with a minor in Hispanic studies.
So give us a quick 30-second elevator pitch about your venture.
Yeah, of course. So what Carolina Thrift is a community-oriented sustainable initiative that takes place not just at UNC, but actually the UNC Carborough area itself. Basically, what we do is we bridge the gap between sustainability and students and surrounding members of the community by helping them dispose of unneeded, unwanted items such as, you know, furniture, clothes at the end of the year so that we can put it back into the community and, you know, keep it away from the landfills.
Wow, that's incredible. So what ignited the spark in you and your teammates to start the venture?
You know, at the end of the year, you see like outrageous amounts of waste being thrown away. You know, when you're looking by Hojo, Granville Towers, you're looking at all this trash that's just, you know, on the side of the road because people are not even putting it in the dumpsters. And, you know, once you kind of take a closer look at this trash, it's stuff that could really easily be reused again. You know, it's a little bit bad quality, but, you know, there's a lot of good treasures that you find in a lot of this waste. And it, essentially, this was all going to landfills, you know, completely useful things going in the trash. So basically, what we decided to do was we thought of ideas of how do we reduce the amount of waste that is going into landfills. And, you know, through a lot of brainstorming, we kind of came up with the idea of a thrift shop. You know, people love thrift shops. It's a very common thing. But we saw that there wasn't one in Chapel Hill, and we saw a need for it. And so we decided, why not, you know, throw it out there. Maybe people will be interested in this idea. And then, you know, people were really excited. The feedback that we got kind of gave us the momentum to, you know, kind of go forward with this idea. And it became such a booming success. And, you know, it's been exciting.
So what advice do you have for other college students who want to start their own entrepreneurial journey? Any resources at UNC that students should seek out in terms of establishing their venture?
I think you just have to have the want to ask why. I think that is the thing that we struggled most when we were kind of thinking of this idea. You know, we were afraid to ask, why is it like this? And, you know, I think that once you decide to ask the question of why, and then, you know, that eventually to like, what could I do? And then with that, you know, you have kind of like the base plan of, you know, how to be successful. But, you know, also you can't necessarily just be successful by yourself. You do need a lot of resources. And that's, you know, where a lot of innovative spaces kind of helped us. Like Innovate Carolina really helped us kind of like, you know, get our feet running. And I think you just have to be really willing to be passionate about what you're doing, because once people realize that you're passionate about, you know, the stuff that you're presenting, they'll like feel passionate about it too, because your energy will like kind of radiate their energy, you know. And be excited about the product, you know. Just, I don't know, it's just kind of like, it's kind of weird to explain, because you know, you have to be like, you know, balance being like, you have to work hard obviously, but you most importantly just have to have an end goal, you know. Once, because, you know, if you have a goal, you're going to get there. You're going to somehow manage to get there. And there are so many facilitators at UNC that will help you get there, like Innovate Carolina. You know, the eMinor department is really, really good with helping a lot of students that are startups and stuff like that. Have curiosity and just, you know, be willing to work hard, because it's not easy, but it's definitely, the reward is amazing.
Do you think there's a formula for success as an entrepreneur? Is there a formula like passion plus work ethic squared plus execution equals success? Is there something like that for you?
It's weird because, you know, when you look at a lot of these companies and startups, they'll tell you that like, oh, you know, like we started here and we ended here, and you're like so excited and you're like, okay, there has to be a formula. But, you know, it's different for every, obviously for every organization. But I think from like what I've learned, especially with Carolina Thrift, it's like there's absolutely no formula like whatsoever. It has been a learning experience. You know, we've only been around for 1 year, and like a lot of things went wrong, but a lot of things went really well. You know, there's not like, this is exactly how we're going to do it, and this is exactly how we're going to get there. It's kind of like, you know, you have the knowledge of like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then you do it and it could be wrong, you know, and then it's just kind of like a learning process. And, you know, it takes definitely a long time to perfect a model. But I don't think necessarily this is like a close formula to success. I think, you know, you'll make your own formula as you go, because you'll see what works for you, what works for your company, what works for your organization, what works for everyone around you.
So I just talked to Jordan Asensio of Carolina Thrift. Thank you so much for this interview, and I wish you all the best with Carolina Thrift.
Thank you so much.
HealthSmart Technologies leads the effort to revolutionize transparency in the healthcare industry. It helps the medically underserved find affordable healthcare services, medical screening, and preventative testing sites near them by providing free, comprehensive access to universal dynamic data. Let's listen to Anish Agarwal and learn more about HealthSmart Technologies.
So I'm Anish Agarwal. I'm a second year student innovation scholar at UNC Chapel Hill, a neuroscience major, and studying entrepreneurship as a minor.
So give us a quick 30-second elevator pitch about your venture.
My venture is HealthSmart Technologies and a Clinic Locator Together, which is a venture that focuses on delivering humanitarian public health interventions to individuals across the country who may have issues with access or locating places where they can get healthcare at an affordable cost. So we're a combination of a web platform and mobile app interface that's offered for free for these individuals so that they can find locations across all 50 states that will provide them healthcare for low cost and subsidized fees.
So what ignited the spark in you and your teammates to start the venture?
So within the United States, there's 30 million people roughly that are uninsured who don't have health insurance. And based on current legislation, that number in the next couple of years may increase by another 20 million. And that's what makes this such a great problem, that about 10% and potentially very soon more than 10% of the population won't have access to insurance to be able to afford health care. And that makes this such a great problem that that we really need to solve. And I'm hoping that HealthSmart Technologies and Clinic Locator will pave the path and be something that these patients will be able to use. I started this back in high school at an incubator program. And it was born out of a need that I recognized in the community. I'd gone around and I saw a lot of people who were affected by prohibitive healthcare costs. And one thing that they said repeatedly is somebody may have either lost a family member or lost their home or something very important and dear to their heart due to prohibitive costs or not being able to get healthcare access. And this was very common in the population that doesn't have access to insurance or health locations and centers to take care of them. And through this need, it was the HealthSmart Technologies venture was grown and now developed into the Clinic Locator app and web platform that it is.
So what advice do you have for other college students who want to start their own entrepreneurial journey? Any resources at UNC that students should seek out in terms of establishing their venture?
Yeah, so I think networking is extremely important. It's one of the most valuable assets that a university provides, is that you have access to faculty across amazing and unlimited like amount of departments. And you just connect with whichever department interests you, whatever is personally motivating for you. And from that, you develop a network of mentors who are more willing to help you than you would ever expect. They'll go out of their way to help you with almost any challenge you have. The innovation offices and entrepreneurs in residence, specifically at UNC, are key resources, and they have unlimited amount of mentoring they're willing to share and their life experiences, which are really crucial, especially in the in the university environment. And that's something that's really special about being here at UNC and at any university. one of the most, though it's a cliche, I think working relentlessly and not taking no for an answer is very difficult but important part of the entrepreneurial journey. If you let something stop you, you'll definitely not be able to progress in your journey and your learning, even if your venture is one that maybe takes off or maybe leads you to another project. And that's really important, is that project can lead you to project, and everything that you're pursuing is worth doing. And I think not taking no for an answer is one of the most important skills that an entrepreneur can have.
Do you think there's a formula for success as an entrepreneur? Is there a formula like passion plus work ethic squared plus execution equals success? Is there something like that for you?
Yeah, so for sure, I think those aspects of passion and a strong work ethic are extremely important. But I would be lying if I said that there's one formula for an entrepreneur. Everybody has such a unique journey. It's no two people pave the same road that they go through in entrepreneurship, and their own experiences impact that. And in terms of success, I think it's important to remember that success is not a destination, but it's a journey. And as long as you keep following the journey of success, you'll continue to innovate, and you'll continue making an impact on the world. And that's something that's very important about success, is that don't think that you've reached it and stop. Think of it as a launch pad to something bigger and continuing to make an impact.
Wow, that's powerful. All right, I just talked to Anish of HealthSmart Technologies. Thank you so much for this interview, and I wish you all the best.
I'm Akib Khan, and thank you so much for listening to On the Heels of Innovation.